Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for Saturday night baseball between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies at MGM Park in Biloxi. Time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by lefty Russell Smith for today's interview. Russell, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Fun outing last night. Two scoreless innings. You go just one over the minimum and you strike out three. How good did it feel to get out there and punch out two scoreless last night?
It felt really good. I felt like last night was one of the nights where he kind of had all three pitches working and had the ability to kind of sequence and use, you know, all three of my pitches when I needed to.
How good does it feel to not only have a good outing, but have a good outing against, coming into this week, the best offense in the Southern League as far as runs per game?
They're definitely a stout offensive group. You can see it early. They do a really good job of when they get in hitters' counts and early in counts, too. Just whenever they get pitches they can do damage on, they really, really do a good job of exploiting whenever we make mistakes. So they're a good group, especially their 3-4 hole. Like, they can do some damage, but I feel like as a pitcher, like, you get to use that to your advantage and really try to attack them and get in counts that, you know, put them at a disadvantage.
Does it go kind of the advantage towards the pitcher's side of things when you're facing a team for the first time?
I would say so. I mean, typically it helps whenever you haven't seen guys multiple times, so they kind of don't know how you like to sequence, and also they haven't seen how your stuff moves until after that first at-bat.
Is that something you're also picking up on from other guys who have gone before you about, hey, here's what works against this guy, here's what doesn't work against this guy, and you can kind of game plan your outing in your head?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, there's certain guys where you kind of watch the at-bats and notice that, you know, their tendencies and when they're swinging at pitches, when they're taking pitches, and also kind of where they're trying to get balls to do damage on. Like, some guys are looking to do damage on balls in, where other guys are looking for more balls away. So it's just trying to figure out what that hitter's doing and how you're going to attack them.
Bullpen as a group in the last couple of games has just done a terrific job on the hill. You guys have combined to allow just three earned runs over the last three games. What's it like when the entire bullpen really gets rolling as a group?
I feel like, honestly, right now we feel really comfortable about going in and knowing our role and the situations we're kind of going to be put in, and also being comfortable with that and attacking once we get in the game and understanding kind of what each guy does best and just using what they do best.
Is that something that you talk about, the comfortability? Is that something that is a bit easier here in the 107th game of the year?
Yeah, for sure. You kind of, as you get deeper in the season, you get to understand, like, the flow of the game and you know, what your role is and when you're going to be used, and try to, like, for me, like, I'm trying to map out when I could possibly go in, so trying to get ready for that point, and most guys are doing the same thing.
How has it helped you, and really how have you grown in that role ever since coming up from Appleton? Because it's been a good group of you guys who've come up from Appleton this year. You, Ryan Brady, Max Lazar, Luis Amaya, just to name a few.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little different from here in Appleton, and just obviously the guys that have been here longer have had their roles kind of a little more established, but also, like, getting here and kind of getting your feet wet, and now, I mean, we've been here for a couple months, so it's a little easier to understand kind of what roles we're going to be used in, and really, you know, having some comfortability in here after, you know, leaving Appleton.
You're also the only pitcher on the staff who is a dad. You have a young kid, 19 months old. What's it like being not only a pro baseball pitcher, but also a dad off the field?
It's definitely a handful. There's probably not many moments where I'm not tired and trying to get a little more sleep or a little more energy, but also, like, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Pretty much from 8 a.m. to when I get to leave, when I leave for the field at about 12:30 or 1, you know, I'm on dad mode, and then, you know, I turn it into baseball mode as soon as I leave and get here. So it's just a little different, and, you know, I try to get to bed a little earlier than some of these guys, and because I know I got an 8 a.m. wake-up call most days at best. So, but it's awesome. I love it. I mean, trying to be around for him and also, like, try to be the best baseball player is a tough challenge, but it's, you know, something I'm still trying to figure out. I'd be lying if I said I know what I'm doing yet.
How special is the dad mode side of it to you, though?
It's very special. Like, I feel like I'm to a point now where my son's name is Ryder, so he's starting to bring out a little more personality, and he can communicate a little more. So it's a little more fun than kind of feeding a baby all the time. Now you get to a little more interactions, which is fun. But I mean, there's no better feeling in the world than, you know, being with him and being with my family. So wouldn't trade it in for anything.
Have you taught him any pitch grips yet?
No, sadly, everybody's telling me he needs to be left-handed, but he just keeps picking up the ball with his right. So I don't know. I guess I messed that one up, but when he gets a ball, he chunks it. So I guess that's a good sign for how small he is.
He's just like his dad.
Yeah.
Well, Russ, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, man.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Army National Guard.